We're talking to the AD today on the ticket, and we're just grilling him, which goes.
I'd say I feel bad, but I really don't.
You guys, I listen to you before I come in here, so I get a pretty good idea of the pulse in this studio, and I've learned the lesson of talking to you on the phone. It's much better if I can look at you.
So now, if Britton's in a bad mood, it's a whole different show.
In a regular 12-minute segment, how many mistakes do we make?
Not many. I mean, I think it's a I think the one thing people need to understand is talk shows are about opinions. And one of the reasons I like to come on here is that I think it gives at least me an opportunity to some extent, you know, answer some questions without you guys guessing. And if you're not getting any answers, obviously you're going to guess. And I think Bronco fans get upset sometimes when you're guessing. And so I like to come in here if I can, or as much as I can, and at least clear the air and give you information maybe that, you know, you might normally wouldn't have. So
information's what we need. We were looking at a story that I'm not sure if this came out as a separate story, if it was a standalone, where this came from, but in talking about the Florida State game, which is scheduled ahead a few years from now, but that game has been moved. It's going to be on a different day, and it's going to be in a different location.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about the Florida State game for Boise State football?
Well, they reached out to us and asked if we could move it up a week, and then if we wouldn't mind moving it to Jacksonville where the Jaguars play. And for us and our schedule, that actually worked out well because we now have an open date after that game. And so, and it's, I don't know if you want to call it a neutral site. You guys tell me, how far is Jacksonville from Tallahassee?
Well, you don't have to play in Tallahassee.
Three or 4 hours maybe. So
yeah.
It's still going to be, you know, obviously they're going to be, they're going to be tomahawk
the
whole time. And so, but our opportunity just to go to Florida and play against Florida State is just going to be awesome for our guys and our fans. And they get a chance to play in a pro stadium, which I think is going to be a great experience for them. And, you know, it actually worked out well for us. You probably have to talk to them about all the reasons they wanted to do it. But Coach Harsin and I talked about it and agreed that that was an okay move for us. So we went forward.
If indeed that is, quote-unquote, however you want to label it, a neutral game, does that affect the return game in 2020 when they're supposed to play at Albertson Stadium?
Not in my mind. Yeah, I mean, it was just an amendment to the contract, which happens all the time. It could be a time change. It could be a day change. I mean, it happens, you know, three or four times a year with us. And so not a big deal for us. In the contract, it says they'll come back to Albertson Stadium the following year, and you know, I hope that's the way it stays.
What is the buyout on a contract like that? I mean, with the Florida State, I don't even know if that's a number you know off the top of your head. Maybe you do.
I'm going to say I'm guessing here, guys. So it fluctuates a little bit, but it's usually around the $500,000 mark. And
okay.
It's, you know, there's days or you get a certain amount of time before you back out or the penalty's bigger. And, you know, that happens. There's no doubt about
sure.
that. We've changed a few games. We changed the Cincinnati game. We put it back. And as long as we can kind of work together and, you know, find a date that works for both schools, then sometimes there's no penalty. But if someone just flat out cancels on you, obviously we look to collect.
Yeah.
Speaking of the 2019 season, that's the next season where there's an opening on your schedule. You said the Florida State game was going to move, what, August 31st or September 1st or something like that?
Yeah.
So then I would assume you would come home. You got Marshall on the 21st. Is there any progress being made? Are you scheduling a home game? Mm-hmm. Are you looking at home games? Are you in the scheduling business right now, or too many other things to take care of?
Always in the scheduling business. Certainly, if we have openings, I would say we've got three or four schools that we're talking to. They're talking to other schools. I think for us right now, over the course probably of this coming football season, we'll have that tied up, but. You know, there's a lot of things going on across the country right now, and who knows what this thing's going to look like in a year or two. And I think it's probably best for us that, you know, maybe we just hold off for a little while. Not too long. We've got to get this done, but I suspect before the end of this year, we'll have those games filled.
Let's talk television deal for just a minute. I know when we talk about, you know, the season tickets rolling out, and I understand we're going to get an update on season tickets as well, but people are oftentimes looking at game times. They're wondering, is the game on TV? What is the status of our contract with ESPN, and how is that progressing?
I think you're probably referring to what Craig said maybe down at the media days in terms of those kinds of things. That is a conversation we are having within the conference. And basically what at least has been talked about, and what I read today from the Mountain West Conference statement is, you know, Boise State still gets their ESPN portion of the deal, and then they're talking about the rest of the money just being equally divided amongst the 11 schools, which includes us, obviously. So we're having those conversations. I think we actually like the idea. There would have to be in this agreement something that is guaranteed to us based on the ESPN games. Mm-hmm. The part of the contract for us that we obviously are very excited about is we get three guaranteed in Albertson Stadium. That doesn't change. But that number's got to be a set amount, and then whatever remains is split up 11 ways. And so you would look at taking away the $300,000 and the $500,000 paydays to everybody that plays with us, and then the inconvenience fees, I think, go away. And that's just a better way for the schools to have, you know, a more exact amount going into a budget year, not being so, mm-hmm. Well, is it going to be $1 million or is it going to be $500,000? In our case, you know, we roll the dice there a little bit, yeah, because we're not sure which day those games are going to be on. So as long as we can get the guarantee that Boise State is comfortable with, then I'm all for doing what's best for the conference.
And the current cycle with CBS and ESPN, four more football seasons?
Let's see, 16, 17, 18, and 19. Yeah.
Okay, and then yeah. So you're in pretty good shape financially for mm-hmm. those four seasons. Yeah. After that, we here in another year or two, we start negotiating for the
exactly.
future.
Exactly, right. Yeah.
Got to ask you about the huddle. There's something new there. Talk to us about yeah. that.
Well, we went back and forth, you know, and we've been down this road. I think we mentioned in the press release about the state board, obviously not really changing the guidelines, but going back to the previous ones where, you know, they weren't comfortable with the alcohol in the facility unless it was a kind of an invited guest sort of deal. And that just hasn't worked for us in the past. And it's a big investment for us to put something like that on. And, you know, serving or being able to serve that at those events and being able to invite a lot of people, or at least opening that up to ticket holders, you know, allowed us to get 1,500, 2,000 people in there. So it made the numbers get a little bit better. And it really never was a moneymaker for us. Mm-hmm. But we've gone down this road with the old guidelines before, and it just has not penciled out. And yeah. So, for now, we're not going to do it every game. What we will do is take a closer look maybe at opening up, for the two late November games. 'Cause obviously, as you guys know,
it's cold.
It's cold as heck yeah. at 8 o'clock, in November. And, we'll try to figure out something where we can get fans in there prior to those two games, but that hasn't been determined either. And so, we just thought best from a financial standpoint that we'd put it on hold for this upcoming year.
Kurt Apsey here with us. I know that we're getting close to the bottom of the hour and you have dinner guests waiting for you.
Thank you.
Divulge the secrets, but in any case, we're
glad. Well, you guys were invited until JP, I don't know what he did.
Did he
on
blow
this,
it for us
email.
Again?
Yeah, so you got X'd off the guest list. The
things changed
minute.
From the time that email went out this morning, Kurt. I apologize.
I expect Pizza Hut, JP.
I mean, I didn't know you relied on Cave so much. God, he's gone 1 week. The whole place falls apart. So,
I guess the last two quick questions then are season ticket update yeah. numbers. And then I also wanted to know if you had any update on the kickoff time for the opener.
You're talking about at home or Louisiana. Lafayette?
Well, the home one's at 8:15.
If I'm not mistaken, it's a guess. 5 o'clock? Does that sound right?
I don't think it's been publicly announced, but that's kind of what you've been.
That's a guess.
Okay.
Sorry, Mike. As soon as I find that out, though, I'll let you know. Season ticket numbers were about 86% right now. So, we've got some work to do. We're behind. Our outside sales staff has been doing a terrific job. They've sold a ton of tickets. We did really well last week when we brought out the three-game mini plans.
We
sold about 250 of those things. And so I think those are seated in the corners and then in the south end zone. So we got an outside sales team. We're trying to put together some different ticket packages, maybe a little bit more affordable, not making someone buying a season ticket to commit to 6 weeks and or six games, six Saturdays, Fridays, whatever it is. And so I think overall I feel good, but I'm nervous about it. We're down a little bit, and we're just going to keep pumping. Usually for us, the month of August is a big month, and we have that extra week because we're on the road in the beginning. In fact, I think it's 44 days from today or something like that is our first game, our first home game. And so a lot of work to do, but we got a lot of people doing what they got to do, and so – hopefully we can get there.